News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on a movie set in an accident that killed a photography chief and injured a director while filming a movie in New Mexico. US correspondent with the Daily Telegraph, Harriet Alexander, spoke to me just before coming on air. I began by asking her what we know so far about what happened.
So what we know is that Alec Baldwin has been in New Mexico, where he's filming a film which he's also producing called Rust. It's a Western film. And at about just before 2 p.m. on Thursday, he was either rehearsing a scene or actually filming live. We're not sure. And he actually shot and killed the cinematographer, a woman called Halnia Hutchins, who's 42. And he also injured the director, Joel Souza, and they were both taken to hospital with the cinematographer dying of her injuries.
Do we know anything about the firearm? It was what exactly it was, and what, I mean, was it meant to be loaded? Do we know anything, any of the details in relation to that?
Right. I mean, these are all really, really key questions that everyone's going to want to know. And in short answer, we don't know a lot about it yet. We know that it's being described as a prop gun. I mean, often these guns are incredibly realistic. So you do wonder what happened there, whether there was some sort of mix up. I mean, obviously something went incredibly wrong. But there's going to be huge questions asked as to how this could get so unbelievably wrong and how this could possibly happen.
Are the local police service, sheriff's office, are they saying anything at this point?
So they have confirmed the death of one person and that another person was injured. There's also some pretty striking photos of Alec Baldwin that have been taken by the local newspaper. And in one, he's got his head in his hands. And on the other, he's talking on the phone, looking very distressed. There haven't been any charges filed yet. It's unclear if there would be any at all. But it's worth saying it's not unheard of for this to happen. If you recall very famously, it happened back in 1993 when Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee, he was shot and killed during a scene in a film when there was a real weapon used instead of it should have been a fake one for the film. So it's incredibly unlikely. It's incredibly unusual. It has happened before, but it does seem to be a tragic accident.
I'm presuming production on the film has stopped at this point.
Absolutely, yes, yes, it certainly stopped. It was due to go for a couple of months, but it's stopped for now, yes, and it's unclear at the moment whether that will resume.
An absolutely shocking and no doubt devastating story there for all the people affected. That was US correspondent with the Daily Mail, Harriet Alexander.